From the Black Information Network.
This is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is reassuring Americans President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will go off without a hitch.
President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris will be sworn in. We'll have a safe and successful inaugural right here on the west front of the Capitol.
Speaking from the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said the marching orders from the American people are clear. Seek common ground.
Certainly, November's elections did not hand any side a mandate for sweeping ideological change. Americans elected a closely divided Senate, a closely divided House, and a presidential candidate who said he'd represent everyone.
McConnell reminded us we're all in this together.
A Black North Carolina woman says she was treated so horribly by white co-workers that now Indian Jackson says she's suing Pardee Memorial in Hendersonville, which is near Asheville. She says she had to deal with a hostile work environment for years at the hands of her white supervisor and colleagues. She says when she wore her hair naturally to the office, a white colleague asked her, "Oh my God, why would you wear your hair like that?" And she says more than once, a supervisor threatened to give her 50 lashes. The suit also alleges colleagues made racially hostile comments as together they watched the video of George Floyd's death.
Is this an attempt at damage control from Google? The CEO is meeting with leaders from some of the nation's top historically Black colleges and universities to discuss the future of their schools' relationships with the tech giant. There have been numerous allegations of racism and sexism made by two Black former employees. Those workers complained about how Black employees are treated. Presidents of Howard University, North Carolina A&T, and Baltimore's Morgan State are among those planning to attend the virtual meeting. The schools have academic and career development relationships with Google. Google hired from 15 HBCUs in 2019.
Everything is different now because of COVID, including how the Jehovah's Witnesses operate. Some witnesses used to spend up to 70 hours a week knocking on doors to tell people about their religion. But for the first time in the history of Jehovah's Witnesses in the United States, 13,000 Kingdom Halls have closed and members have stopped their door-to-door campaign to prevent any spread of the virus. Now some are using letters and phone calls to reach people.
The Black Information Network now remembers the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In his own words from NBC News.
It was a twofold march aimed at trying to rectify the conditions of Alabama and expose the evils that are deeply engulfed in that state.
Remember to keep it locked into the Black Information Network for everything related to the incoming president taking office and what happens afterwards, including the Senate impeachment trial. For these stories and more, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on the Black Information Network.
When Joe Biden takes office, can Americans take another check to the bank? Janet Yellen, Biden's pick for Treasury Secretary, is urging lawmakers to go big on the next stimulus check. She says now is the time to help those hurt by the pandemic.
With interest rates at historic lows, the smartest thing we can do is act big. In the long run, I believe the benefits will far outweigh the costs.
Yellen is the former chair of the Federal Reserve. She believes the top of the agenda should be to rescue an economy that has hit bottom.
I have immense respect for the task before this committee, rebuilding the American economy from its sharpest downturn in history.
If Yellen is confirmed by the Senate, she would be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in U.S. history.
Nancy Pelosi will be at the inauguration, but many are wondering how soon after Joe Biden is sworn in will she make her next move in the impeachment process for the president who's leaving. Pelosi's not said yet when she will send the articles of impeachment over to the U.S. Senate. And timing is key, because when she sends over the articles, the Constitution dictates the Senate trial must begin at 1 p.m. the following day. There's speculation she'll make the move this Thursday, just one day after Biden is sworn in.
Vice President Mike Pence will attend the inauguration, but he will not attend President Trump's send-off event. He is not the only one skipping saying goodbye to Trump. Reports are top Republican leaders are blowing it off as well. Pence's office blamed logistics. Trump is having his ceremony at Joint Base Andrews, which is in Maryland, and the timing would not work for Pence to make it back to the Capitol. Trump's event is expected to include about 200 people, including family, friends, and aides. Trump is the first president in 150 years to skip the swearing-in of his successor.
The Biden administration will make history in so many ways. One is the appointment of a transgender member of his cabinet. Biden has selected Rachel Levine to be his Assistant Secretary of Health. Levine is currently the health secretary in Pennsylvania. In a statement, Biden says Dr. Levine will bring the leadership and expertise to get the country through the pandemic. Levine would be the first openly transgender official to face the U.S. Senate for confirmation.
The Black Information Network continues to remember the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. We have, in his own words, an interview on NBC where Dr. King speaks about the effects of racism.
Anyone who moves through a major ghetto of our country will see the housing conditions. People don't have to be reminded that they are forced to live in slums in many instances, and they're often rat-infested, vermin-filled slums. And it isn't too hard to see the exploitation that the Negro confronts in the ghetto, where he is forced to pay more for less and constantly trying to make ends meet.
Listen to those stories and more on the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
The markets are trending up to start the week as the Treasury Secretary nominee is calling on lawmakers to think big when it comes to COVID economy recovery aid. Janet Yellen told senators at a committee hearing Tuesday that now is the time to take advantage of historically low interest rates. The market is also rebounding from a down week last week. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell says retailers such as Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond are going to stop selling his products. Lindell told commentator Brian Glenn Monday the retailers won't sell his products anymore because he supports theories that allege fraud involving the 2020 election. Dominion Voting Systems has responded by threatening to sue Lindell for slander. A nonpartisan group wants Apple to remove messaging app Telegram from its app store, arguing that it's used by extremists to spread ideas. The Coalition for a Safer Web has filed a suit against the tech giant, accusing Telegram of hosting white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and other hateful content. The suit comes after Apple removed social media platform Parler from the App Store for inciting violence following the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White from the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.